Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out. DeSantisHolster.com. Well, Antifa is changing. And not for the good. Not for the good at all. Up until last weekend, they confined their violence, or had confined their violence to beatings and chemical milkshakes and mob violence. But now they've been accused, one of them has been accused of shooting an antagonist, a member of the Proud Boys. And we get this from Zachary Stieber at the Epic Times. A member of the far left anarcho-communist Antifa network allegedly shot a member of the opposing group over the weekend during a clash in Washington State. Tusitala Tozi. That's how you pronounce his name. He's Samoan. Known as Tiny, was struck in the foot on September 4th in Olympia, according to photographs, video footage, and city officials. Tozi is the leader of the Proud Boys, a right-wing group that has engaged in violence and whose national leader was recently sentenced to time in prison after pleading guilty to crimes in Washington, D.C. He took magazines to Washington, D.C. That desperado. The shootings came during clashes between the Proud Boys and members of Antifa, a far-left network of groups whose members have repeatedly assaulted people, attacked law enforcement, and set fire to buildings. And yet they don't get sentenced to no time, as far as I can tell so far. I mean, maybe I'm just not paying much attention, and whatever it is, I don't much care. But it just doesn't seem very equitable. There's no equity in there. But I digress. So, they plan to disrupt a anti-COVID-19 vaccine protest in the area, but they were confronted by Proud Boys members blocks away from the demonstration. Video footage showed Antifa members retreating with Proud Boy members pursuing them. Note that the Antifa forces were intent on disrupting the free speech protest of others. This makes their whole action illegitimate already. Yeah. And a firearm was used, which makes it even more illegitimate. Apparently, this firearm was used in anger. And that's a problem, I guess. That's a problem for them, because they used the firearm. A verbal altercation preceded the shooting, according to Olympia City Manager Jay Burney in a statement. A member of one of the groups then produced a handgun and fired several shots, and a member of the other group was struck in the ankle. Interesting that the city manager doesn't identify which group's member pulled the trigger. Just one group and the other group. That's how the left protects its own. Which is sort of silly. But at the same time, it's, you know, it is what they do. It's without a doubt what they do. Now the Antifa is arming with firearms, and they're an even greater danger to the Republic. The FBI notoriously infiltrates and funds various disruptive groups, but so far zero from them on Antifa, which sort of makes me wonder. Now, we know from what happened on January the 6th that they had infiltrated that as well. We know this. And out of this, we had only gotten, you know, a little bit of stuff here and there. Nothing of any real substance. But Antifa has flirted with the idea of firearms before. They had the John Brown Gun Club, which was interesting to watch. Especially when they would go to the gun range, because they would have a mad minute aimed at one hapless cardboard box. And there'd be, I don't know, seemed like there was 40 or 50 of them on the firing line. But only one apparently had real bullets in his weapon. And they were basically five-yard snipers. Which, you know, if you're going to engage at 5 yards, you are a lot more... you're a lot more brave than I am. I'm not... I'm trying to get away from that. I'm trying to move away from that. Not actually get closer to you to have the gunfight. But that's all beside the point. That is all beside the point. So, and they shot him in the foot. Now, I have heard of another Antifa shooting where they shot another counter-protester. Right now, of course, the Proud Boys are personas non gratis. We don't like them. We don't like the Proud Boys. We don't like that they do things and cause things and stuff. So, being a part of the Proud Boys or getting out there and saying you like the Proud Boys. Well, I mean, that was basically what got Black Rifle Coffee Company in so much hot water, because they decided to try to distance themselves from the Proud Boys as if they're racist or something. And it got them in a little bit of hot water, because they don't look very good doing it, you know. But I digress. Once again, I digress. If they start arming up and showing up, then the big problem is going to be is if they decide to bring it to your town. The blue cities where they're doing it, for the most part, I don't know how dangerous that's going to be, or how much real action we could expect out of that. We'll see. I do know, interestingly enough, that for whatever reason in Seattle, they won't go into Bellevue, Washington. Now, Bellevue is the home of the Second Amendment Foundation. And I'm almost certain that that does not mean that they have a phalanx of armed people milling about waiting on them to come across, you know? I'm almost certain of that. But they don't go there. They're trying. They seem to confine it to Seattle's city limits, Seattle city proper, and but they're going to start carrying guns. I guess we'll see. We'll see. Here, you know, we'll see what we get out of it. I'm curious. They would not be able to. If they actually cross over and get into a real pitched gunfight, that's going to be. That's going to be bad. Hopefully it doesn't come to that. But, then again, we're not the ones causing the problems. We're not the Antifa. When we get back, let's talk a little bit about COVID. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out. at DeSantisHolster.com. Learned a couple of things about COVID. One about the survival rate, and one of the and the other about eye-opening medical information hidden within the bowels of the CDC, which shouldn't surprise me, I know, but they both did, and they may surprise many of you. Now, I've had my suspicions about how survivable this is. I've understood that this is, you know, it seems survivable. I know people have passed away from it. But I've known for a very long time, and, you know, I've been listening to my hairdresser for the longest time, who's been telling me about how good ivermectin is, and provided people receive it early enough. And seeing that suspicion confirmed was... there was hard data from a Stanford professor, and the CDC was both shocked and satisfying. The past 18 months have taught people paying attention to rather obvious facts that COVID mortality rates and the very elderly are the most vulnerable, which is most of the time always the case with everything. Other vulnerable people are those with comorbidities and those who are obese. And this is not fat shaming to state an objective fact that ties in closely to surviving a potentially serious illness. Being heavy means you're straining your, you know, your cardiopulmonary system, everything is under strain. Hard for you to heal when your body is having to strain just to survive. Dr. John Ioannidis, the Stanford University Professor of Medicine of Epidemiology and Population Health, and by courtesy of statistics and of biomedical data science, was curious about actual infection fatality rates for COVID, as am I. And extrapolating from confirmed cases, he concluded that around the world, more than half a billion people have probably been infected with COVID. Using that metric, he concluded that most locations around the world have an IFR that's less than 0.2%. And additionally, protecting vulnerable populations and treating people with appropriate medicines may further reduce mortality rates. But one thing we have learned is that COVID does not attack all people equally. When Democrat governors, beginning with Cuomo, decimated their elderly by warehousing COVID-infected people in old age homes, we saw that the elderly are the single largest vulnerable population. Dr. Ioannidis, therefore, decided to look at age-related survival rates, and he came up with survival numbers that, if more widely known, would bring this mad panic to an end. Now, you can go to PJ Media, and there's a neat little chart summarizing the bottom line survivability numbers, along with a more detailed discussion of his conclusions. But it works out like this. 0 to 19, 0.0027% IFR, 99.9973% survivability. Back and from there, it goes to 60 to 69, 99.41% survivability. I mean, it is survivable. Very, very. Then take it. Which is, it's really interesting for me to see that part of it. Now, back to his point that early intervention can help save even more lives, which is, that's always been the case, hasn't it, with everything. Right now, the medical establishment is doing the equivalent of a doctor who, when he concludes that you're in the early stages of a sinus infection, sends you home without any antibiotics and instead tells you to return when you're septic. When it comes to COVID, you're told to go home and get back to the doctor when you're on the verge of dying and interventional medicines are not going to work anymore. That's not when you take them. You take them prior to getting the disease. Really, quite easy to figure this out. Meanwhile, almost the entire American establishment, Democrats, doctors, Hollywood stars, hectors everyone to get vaccinated. The bias against early intervention is so strong that the same people lecturing people about vaccines are also assuring them that ivermectin, which has been touted as a possible treatment, is in fact an incredibly dangerous horse deworming medicine. When word got out that Joe Rogan treated his COVID with ivermectin, well, as well as hydroxychloroquine, the condescending sneering began. Which I thought Joe Rogan was like everybody's hero. In fact, the CDC is beloved of of the American left. Strongly recommends ivermectin for third world refugees heading to America, carrying inside them a host of parasites. And yes, that is a horrible image, but the highlights will give you an insight as to how often ivermectin is mentioned. Now, just remember, ivermectin is such a miracle drug that it won the Nobel Prize. So the takeaway is that you're statistically unlikely to die if you get COVID, and that you can decrease even those chances by convincing your doctor that ivermectin is not a horse medicine, but in the right dose is so wonderful that it won a Nobel Prize. And if you're like me, maybe losing a few pounds is probably not a bad idea either. I'm working on it. I'm working on it. So, the whole thing about all of this is that this does not have to be a death sentence at all. It never has been necessarily needing to be a death sentence. That's the good news. The bad news is you got people trying to keep you from doing the right thing, to head that off at the pass. So, stay tuned. I'm sure it's going to continue to be stupidity on parade as we continue to go through this. Now that they've said it's going to be with us forever, I'm sure they're salivating, saying, well, we can just lock them down for the rest of their lives. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president is ready for possible legal challenges to his new vaccine mandates.
Have at it.
Visiting a middle school in Washington, D.C., President Biden noting he's so disappointed with some Republican governors and accused them of being so cavalier with the health of these kids. One governor who's not too happy with the mandates, Republican governor from South Dakota, Kristi Noem.
This is not a power that is delegated to the federal government. This is a power for states to decide. It's unbelievable what he is doing.
Fears of rising inflation continue after the release of a key economic indicator. The August producer price index rose 0.7% over July and 8.3% over August of 2020. The index measures prices charged by producers for goods such as washing machines and services. USA Radio News. During the 9/11 attacks, one of the hijacked planes was headed for the U.S. Capitol building until passengers fought back and crashed it in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Now there's an award in honor of those brave passengers. Superintendent of Flight 93 National Memorial, Stephen Clark, explains the significance of that flight.
That was really the first counterattack, counterassault on terrorism, as George Bush said, President Bush said in the very beginning of this particular story. And what those 40 individuals did as a unit to try and go and take back control of that aircraft is something that I think the world needs to understand.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. A federal judge is siding with Apple, finding the iPhone maker's developer restrictions and 30% commission for digital goods and services doesn't violate the antitrust law. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Here's a quote from a gentleman named C.S. Lewis. Of all tyrannies, a tyranny sincerely exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated, but those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with approval of their own conscience. That's a really interesting quote. There is no side of the medical debate that science has not been on when it comes to COVID-19. The lay people, like me, you know, in the beginning we were looking for guidance. We were, and this guidance we've been seeking has seemingly shifted to every side of any given issue. Wear a mask, don't mask. Quarantine 14 days, no 10 days. Social distance 6 feet, now 3. Try hydroxychloroquine, it worked in vitro. No, don't do that, that'll kill you. Try remdesivir, it has shown great promise at reducing mortality or duration of hospitalization. Okay, that doesn't work. Try ivermectin, you know. No, don't do that. That'll kill you. In fact, everything will kill you. We have 15 days to slow the spread or millions will die. Okay, we lied. Just lock yourself at home. Stay home for us. We need empty streets to march for Black Lives Matter. Go home and take some Tylenol until you can't breathe. We don't have the capacity to handle the volume. And also, Nurse Smith, you're fired for not participating in the clinical trial. In fact, the entire department is fired for not participating in the clinical trial. Don't talk about this on social media. Fact checkers have found that you're spreading misinformation. You can hardly begin to question why the public isn't interested in statements of righteousness from a medical community that not only failed to give any sort of definitive guidance on the management of this issue or and the disease, but outright walked all over themselves to comport with their personal political ideology. There is nothing about COVID-19 right now today that is not political at this point. Nothing. And that's a problem. It was, in fact, used to depose Donald Trump with 25 million surplus mail ballots, after all. Depending on what facet of this disease is being debated, you can nearly predict the debater's response based on his political leanings. Notice that there's... I have yet to find an apolitical person that wants to talk COVID-19. This politicization of all of this is an unfortunate state for science. This sort of politicized response or lack of response has left much of the public to utilize their God-given sense and try to separate fact from fiction and make the best decision for themselves and their families that they can. They compromised on a school year of masking and distancing and got 32 million cases and 600,000 deaths in return. They compromised on leaving dying relatives to take their last breaths alone over a phone screen. They postponed their weddings and graduations for the greater good. They postponed medical treatments to save hospital capacity. They self-isolated, and much of the public spiraled into physical and mental health crises. Now, the public get to be lectured by political partisans and that if they don't participate in poorly designed vaccine trials with a dubious record of stopping disease transmission, they're selfish and deserve to rot. And what's more, an objective review of vaccine trend lines shows that the introduction of the vaccine may have accelerated case growth or at a minimum the acceleration of new variants. We're on a two-month delay from countries like Israel and the UK, where at least half of their severe cases or deaths are now happening in the vaccinated as new variants escape the vaccines and efficacy wanes. And since Pfizer and others decided to end the control arm of their trial by vaccinating their control group, we'll have no idea what the long-term ramifications of these mRNA shots are, which is where many of the public concerns lies. It's been advertised that the vaccine works to blunt the symptoms of the disease, but it doesn't prevent the transmission. So this raises the question as to whether or not the vaccinated are now silent super spreaders. When symptomatic patients are diagnosed with COVID-19, they go home to isolate and recuperate. When an asymptomatic person goes undetected, he may become a walking super spreader. One recent study preprint in The Lancet showed 251 times the disease in the nasal passages of vaccinated persons versus the unvaccinated. And there's a known viral load component to the severity of the disease, which could begin to explain our growing predicament. Now, on masking and COVID-19, the argument has always centered on whether or not masks stop droplet spread. And in a recent CNN interview, a Biden administration epidemiologist said the debate around masks can only center on properly fitted N95s, as the rest are generally useless, which basically means... You know, how often do you see one of those? A recent study showing a marginal 10% benefit to surgical masks only supports this. And this sort of statement from proponents' own experts somehow got ignored in campaigns to mask children in school. Maybe studies that equate masking with a talisman or a good luck charm that boosts morale were correct, and masks are operating as security blankets for those who live in a state of fear. masking proponents often ask, what if of the decline in other respiratory diseases? They point to the decline in other respiratory illnesses as proof of the efficacy of the mask. And it makes sense for a larger particle bacterial disease. But what about influenza and RSV? And one study last year found few, if any, cases of viral co-infection with SARS-CoV-2. They found only a 5% overlap between SARS-CoV-2 and influenza. I don't know, maybe increased sanitation? I don't know. I'm just, you know, spitballing here. Perhaps we just stopped doing full respiratory panels and only tested for SARS-CoV-2. Let's talk about the kids. Kids going to school have a bigger risk from being run over by a school bus than they do from dying from SARS-CoV or COVID-19 acquired at school. Fact. And yet, we still got it going on. We still got it happening. It's the more we learn about this, the dumber it becomes. I'm just having all kinds of trouble with this. But you know, that's just me. I'm just sitting around here being angry that they continue to try to fool you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
On the firing line from the guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed. Check them out. DeSantisHolster.com. Right now, physicians spreading medical misinformation, particularly about COVID, are risking disciplinary action by state medical boards due to their high degree of public trust and their powerful platform in society. You could say this applies more so to the President of the United States, the CDC director, and to major newspapers and media organizations, all of whom have a far larger platform than any single doctor. For example, will Rolling Stone face disciplinary action for the completely made up and false little story they decided to spread the other day about Oklahoma hospitals and ivermectin? Those supposedly in the know about the science may attribute information to evolving science, meaning we're learning about COVID as we go along. Yes, that could be it, I guess, but this is not the first rodeo. You know, we've been here before. We've dealt with respiratory viruses once before. And, often, much more often than we used to. So, the science behind public health measures, including masks and distancing and lockdowns, has been known for decades. It seems that the only changes these days are political considerations, and that is not science. A popular catchphrase is that this past summer is that COVID is a pandemic among the unvaccinated. That's not exactly how that's working out. President Biden told this to America on August the 18th. And very late to the party there, Joe, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky warned of this a month early. I know Rochelle's name. I don't need to be reminded of it. Big media parroted this catchy slogan with little question, which is what they do. They never question anything. They should be questioning everything, but they never question anything. Now, is it based on science or simply a push to scare and shame the unvaccinated into taking the vaccine? By simply perusing the news, you can draw a far different conclusion that we are instead seeing a pandemic of the vaccinated. That may be right now in full play. In Israel, which is one of the most vaccinated countries in the world, they've also seen their highest number of coronavirus cases ever. And these cases are not mild. Right now, a majority of the hospitalized patients are in serious condition. 15% of them are on ventilators. In a country with over 80% of adults vaccinated, this is clearly not a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Instead, we're getting the opposite, going from the model of how to manage the coronavirus to the global hotspot. And it's not just Israel. The Washington Post asks, Iceland has been a vaccination success. Why is it seeing a coronavirus surge? And this phenomenon has not eluded America. Cornell University has a pandemic of the vaccinated, according to the College Fix. Despite 95% vaccination rate, Cornell today has 5 times more COVID cases than they did this time last year, which leads to obvious questions about vaccine efficacy. This catchphrase may have originated with another statistic making the rounds in America, also with little scrutiny by the media or medical establishment. And this is the assertion that 95% of people currently hospitalized for COVID-19 are unvaccinated. I've echoed this when I first heard this. Made sense. But this is pushing us backward to last year with indoor mask mandates and calls by the Washington Post to punish the unvaccinated. As an aside, there are calls to punish smokers, the obese, alcoholics, drug users, or others who place an undue burden on the healthcare system and their fellow citizens. How about illegal immigrants bringing poor health and perhaps disease into America for us to manage and pay for? And about that 95% number, the fact checkers say, yes, it is true. Well, did anybody fact check them? I mean, that seems like something we would do. Fact check the fact checkers. We could take a closer look at that, too. Either missed or ignored by the fact checkers is that this 95% number is not based on what's happening now or in the past few months, but includes data going back to January and ending months ago, a very biased data set. The Kaiser Family Foundation published a chart listing each state reporting vaccination and hospitalization data beginning anywhere from mid-December to mid-January through anywhere from May through July. And these are not current real-time numbers. First vaccinations began in mid to late December, and those were few. So, a lot of things happening out there to skew the data. Now, why is this important? No one was fully vaccinated when reporting began, and every hospitalization in January would be classified as unvaccinated. And then the CDC stopped counting breakthrough cases among the vaccinated in mid-May, a time when only a third of Americans were fully vaccinated. Was this done on purpose? Mild cases can become severe. And if not tracking them, such progression will be missed and not recorded. And a medical internship axiom is if you don't check a temperature, you can't find a fever. The CDC version is if you don't count hospitalizations of the vaccinated, you won't find any cases. So we can safely assume that this whole deal with the 95, well, a lot of these numbers have simply become something that have just come out of whole, you know, whole cloth, out of the air, created as a means for an information operation. So, the problem is when data is cherry-picked to present a predetermined narrative, here you find science turning into propaganda. And as the Seattle Times noted of the 95% figure, a misguided and dangerous statement, they said, but it's not that simple, and to oversimplify by calling it a pandemic of the unvaccinated will only make the problem worse. Interestingly enough, blacks and Hispanics and those with PhDs are among the most vaccine hesitant. And when people see the vaccinated getting sick and dying around the world, there is hesitancy. When we're told that the vaccination is a path to return to normalcy, and instead we're going back to last year, there is going to be hesitancy. All of this could have been, they could have simply just leveled with us from the get-go, I guess. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.